When Inkiru Okoye was a little girl, she spent a lot of time shuttling between the United States, her mother's home country, and her father's homeland, Nigeria. While she found the culture shock disorienting, there were some things that remained constant. For one,
I don't remember ever not knowing about Harriet Tubman. My mother used to love to read my sister and me stories, so my mother probably told me about her even before I learned about Harriet in school.
Those early stories turned into a fascination that Okoye has now turned into a work of art. This is an aria from Harriet Tubman, When I Cross That Line to Freedom, presented by the American Opera Projects, which has received an award from America's National Endowment for the Arts to present work commemorating Tubman in this, the 100th anniversary of her death. Harriet Tubman was born into slavery in the state of Maryland in 1820. In 1849, a dozen years before the American Civil War would be fought between northern and southern states over the question of slavery, Tubman escaped to the north and freedom.
But she became famous because she went back down to rescue the rest of her family and anyone else that would go with her.
Tubman helped arrange a series of safe houses and hiding places called the Underground Railroad that escaped slaves used to reach freedom. The people who ran the railroad were called conductors.
Harriet, who became known as Moses, was the most famous conductor in the U.S.
There are many tall tales about Harriet Tubman's life, and Okoye says she originally set out to add to that tradition.
When I started this process, I wanted to pay tribute to Harriet Tubman by writing a highly fictionalized account of her.
Instead, she was inspired to dig into the true story of Harriet Tubman rather than the legend.
I spent 3 years getting to know Harriet's world.
Using that research, Okoye created what is called a folk opera,
which is slightly different from regular opera. Most of the music in Harriet Tubman is rooted in traditional African-American folk idioms. So there are elements of gospel, jazz, blues, and then you hear field holler, you hear ragtime, work songs, and there are things that sound like spirituals throughout the opera.
I like a brown-skinned gal, skin color of molasses, brown-skinned.
Okoye's attempt to be true to Harriet Tubman's life is a key part of the opera, When I Cross the Line to Freedom.
The first act is called In Slavery, and the second act of the opera is called In Freedom. And I did that because I thought it was very important for viewers to experience Harriet as a full person. I think most people like to think of Harriet as a born liberator, and it robs them of an important part of the story. It's kind of like hero worship. We don't get that there's this vulnerable person who's there. We don't get the full picture.
Harriet Tubman, When I Cross the Line to Freedom, is being performed in December, February, and March in New York's Fort Greene, the location of an actual Underground Railroad station. For VOA News, I'm Richard Paul.